Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the Executive Director of the Children's Support and Family Justice Center here in Carbon County. They do a great thing for all the families in our area, taking care of those that need it. And one of the fun things that they do, and this is anybody can come to this one, it's a trunk or treat, and it's going down on Halloween. And Halloween being on a Monday, it works out perfectly because they can do it right after school. So we're going to talk all about that. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you today, Dave?
doing well. So let's talk about this one, because you guys have been doing trunk or treats. I think when we talked about it the last time, you said you've been doing them for quite some time, haven't you?
We started our trunk or treat, I want to say it was in actually 2018 or 2019. And in 2020, we did just a drive-by, give the children candy, and that's it. And then we had an amazing trunk or treat in 2021, which is, I think, the entire community was at our center and along the street. So we're excited this year.
And then you had to have candy runners.
So. We did.
And that's okay. You know what? It was, people were ready to get back out again, and they're going to do the exact same thing this go round. And trunk or treats have kind of taken off in the last, you know, like you said, 3 or 4 years. It's a lot safer. People enjoy having everything in one area. You don't have to worry about cars, those kinds of things. So if someone is out there and you are still looking, if people would like to be involved in this, how do they get in touch with you? What do they need to do?
Okay, thank you for asking, Dave. They are going to contact Jamie at our center. Her number is 435-636-3736. Request to enter your trunk in for our trunk or treat. We definitely need more decorated trunks. Please do so and contact Jamie, and then show up by 1 o'clock to get your trunk set up.
And of course, another thing, if you can't be there that day, but you still want to help out, you will take donations of bagged candy, I would
assume. Absolutely, yes.
So if you've got it, and you know what, or if you're just going out shopping because you've already eaten the one bag you bought earlier in the month.
Exactly.
It happens. That's why they do it.
That's what keeps us going, Dave.
You've already eaten that first bag, and you got to go buy more. Buy an extra bag and take it out and drop it off to these guys. Now, we were talking the last time you were in here, and we kind of mentioned the trunk or treat out there. Last year, it sounded like you had some issues with people parking along the road.
Yes. We had a sign directing people to park in active reentry parking lot, and we're going to do that again this year. We may need help from our sheriff's department to help direct the traffic, because it got really chaotic along that street, especially when like those people who worked at the event center or Pry-Wide or whatever, getting off work and having to travel through there, little kids running across the street to come into our parking lot. We just want this to be safe. So we're asking all those who are coming to please park in the parking lot of active reentry.
And once again, you're defeating the purpose of of parking out on the road and having the kids run across the road. So, you said there is a walkway from active reentry to your building as
well.
Yeah,
there is. And they don't even have to be in the road. So it's actually kind of like all along in the corner of their parking lot. They just walk over to the corner of our parking lot, and it's like a little gravel walkway. And it'll lead them right into our spooky spook alley.
And you're going to have a spook alley. You're going to have the trunk or treat, candy for the kids. And you know what? We'll call this kind of a warm up.
Yeah.
You know, once you're done, everybody out there knows some of the best candy is up in that area anyway.
Exactly.
So you're right there.
Yes.
So go for the warm up and then head on up and do your trick or treating for the day. And you know what? Call it a day early. It's a school night anyway. You know, everybody can be done and be in by 8 or 8:30, but you're going to start at this one, and this is going to be a lot of fun. And once again, it's on Halloween because it falls on a Monday. So what time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock, and we run it until 4 o'clock.
So that's plenty of time to get the kids from school,
yep,
get their costumes on if they're not already wearing it, and head on out there and, you know what, have some fun with them. Once again, the spook alley, and then get that candy and head out, do your trick-or-treating after that, and just let's be safe and have a great Halloween, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And before we get out of here, I know we would be, remiss, I shall say, if we don't talk for just a minute about the next big thing that's coming up, and that is the Christmas tree regalia.
Yes.
And that is getting ready to go down. And once again, you know, it's run by the Friends of the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. So yes. Remember that. But I don't know if they are still looking for trees. Is there, can they call you guys and you can get them in touch with anybody?
Yes,
like that?
Yes, they can call us. We can get them in touch with a member of the board, and they can set up their tree. And I still think they're taking trees. I'm not sure yet, but that's definitely, yeah, get a hold of us.
And once again, this year it's going to be down on Main Street in Price. A great way to get into the Christmas spirit with all the trees decorating the businesses on Main Street and that cool little Christmas store as well. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Thank you so much for everything that you guys out there at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center do for the community. This is going to be a good one. A trunk or treat on October 31st on Halloween. Starts at 2 and ends at 4. Head on out there. Be safe. Park in the active reentry parking lot and then just walk on next door. Shelley, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.